Angle. Wizards never throw their staffs away.
It's around here somewhere, snapped Granny. Help me look for it, man.
Cute Angle groaned. It had been a busy night, and before he tried any more magic, he really needed 12 hours sleep, several good meals, and a quiet afternoon in front of a big fire. He was getting too old, that was the trouble, but he closed his eyes and concentrated. There was magic around, all right. There are some places where magic naturally accumulates. It builds up around deposits of transmundane metal octarum. In the wood of certain trees, in isolated lakes, it sleets through the world, and those skilled in such things can catch it and store it. There was a store of magic in the area.
It's potent, he said. Very potent.
He raised his hands to his temples.
It's getting bloody cold, said Granny.
The insistent rain had turned to snow. There was a sudden change in the world. The boat stopped, not with a jar, but as if the sea had suddenly decided to become solid. Granny looked over the side. The sea had become solid. The sound of the waves was coming from a long way away and getting further away all the time. She leaned over the side of the boat and tapped on the water.
Ice, she said.
The boat was motionless in an ocean of ice. It creaked ominously. Cute Angle nodded slowly.
It makes sense, he said. If they are where we think they are, then it's very cold. As cold as the night between the stars, it is said. So the staff feels it too.
Right, said Granny, and stepped out of the boat. All we have to do is find the middle of the ice, and there's the staff, right?
I knew you were going to say that. Can I at least put my boots on?
They wandered across the frozen waves, with Cute Angle stopping occasionally to try and sense the exact location of the staff. His robes were freezing on him, his teeth chattered.
Aren't you cold?
He said to Granny, whose dress fairly crackled as she walked.
I'm cold, she conceded. I just ain't shivering.
We used to have winters like this when I was a lad, said Cute Angle, blowing on his fingers. Doesn't snow in Ark hardly.
Really?
Said Granny, peering ahead through the freezing fog.
There was snow on the tops of the mountains all year round, I recall. Oh, you don't get temperatures like you did when I was a boy. At least, until now, he added, stamping his feet on the ice.
It creaked menacingly, reminding him that it was all that lay between him and the bottom of the sea. He stamped again, as softly as possible.
What mountains are these? Asked Granny.
Oh, the Ramtops. Up towards the hub, in fact. Place called Brass Neck.
Granny's lips moved.
Cute Angle, Cute Angle, she said softly. Any relation to old Uctor Cute Angle? Used to live in a big old house under Leaping Mountain, had a lot of sons.
My father, how on disk did you know that?
I was raised up there,
said Granny, resisting the temptation merely to smile knowingly.
Next valley, badass. I remember your mother, nice woman, kept brown and white chickens. I used to go up there to buy eggs for me ma'am. That was before I was called to witching, of course.
I don't remember you, said Cute Angle. Of course, it was a long time ago. There was always a lot of children around our house,
he sighed.
I suppose it's possible I pulled your hair once. Sort of thing I used to do.
Maybe. I remember a fat little boy. Rather unpleasant.
Might have been me. I seem to recall a rather bossy girl, but it was a long time ago, a long time ago.
I didn't have white hair in those days, said Granny.
Everything was a different colour in those days.
That's true.
It didn't rain so much in the summertime.
The sunsets were redder.
There were more old people. The world was full of them,
said the wizard.
Yes, I know. And now it's full of young people. Funny, really. I mean, you'd expect it to be the other way round.
They even had a better kind of air. It was easier to breathe, said Cute Angle.
They stamped on through the swirling snow, considering the curious ways of time and nature.
Ever been home again?
Said Granny. Cute Angle shrugged.
When my father died. It's odd. I've never said this to anyone, but, well, there were my brothers, because I'm the eighth son.